Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, Google just named Ocean City an e-city, a designation given to 50 communities around the country based on the online presence of their local businesses. But some local companies still choose to shy away from the technological advances that have flooded our daily existence. We'll talk with several of those businesses and learn why doing things the old-fashioned way continues to work for them. And we'll speak with the owner of a local armor manufacturing company about keeping our schools safe. But first, FEMA just released a new flood insurance study that will essentially create new flood insurance rate maps. Those maps will determine what coastal residents need to pay to ensure their homes are covered during a major storm. Since Superstorm Sandy hit nearly a year ago, there's been an escalating debate about the government's role in rebuilding properties in regions prone to cataclysmic weather events. Reese Cropper III owns Insurance Management Group here in Ocean City, and I sat down with him earlier this week to find out what this new FEMA flood insurance study means for you, your coastal home, and the future of your insurance premium. He started by explaining just how long it's been since a study like this has been done.
1988, I believe, is about the last time that they remapped this specific area. So if you can imagine, since 1988, there's been a lot of development and the contours of the land change, streets change, things of that nature. So flooding risk can change as well. But also flooding risk can be diminished to some degree, whereas if you look at what Ocean City's done with the beach dune that they've built, we're hoping and we're encouraged that it looks like the beach dune will be considered a mitigation factor and therefore hopefully lowering some of the flood zones in the oceanfront area.
Back in 88, when Ocean City was assessed the last time, the dune system was relatively new. It was still very contested on whether or not it was going to be a good thing. Does this mean that this new study is actually going to be showing the merits of beach replenishment and people who live on the coast who might worry that their flood insurance is going to go up? It actually might not necessarily mean that entirely.
Well, several things are happening all at the same time. One thing to be well aware of is that since Katrina, the federal flood program has diminished their coffers. So because it has become so starved for funds, Congress made an edict prior to Hurricane Sandy. But Congress examined the program and said, look, our federal flood program has got to take into consideration true risk. And it can't be as archaic as it is in its rating. Therefore, we want to amend the rates, and premiums are going up. At the same time, hopefully this remapping is going to allow some areas where the rates are going to be going up, like the ocean front especially, will be maybe considering the dune system, and therefore the flood zone will be changed from a V as in Victor zone to an A zone, which means less probability of flooding compared to the V velocity zone.
And, you know, these rate maps that we're talking about, they're called FIRMs, flood insurance rate maps. And going back to what we were talking about earlier about Ocean City, kind of the last assessment was quite some time ago. If you look throughout the county, Berlin was last assessed in 1976, Snow Hill and Pocomoke, 1978. You know, proponents of this study say that this is long overdue. It needs to happen now. Cynics that I've talked to in the last week or so say that this is just another way for the government to charge more for flood insurance. Where do you stand on the sort of proponent versus opponent view of it?
Well, I will say this. I will never be an advocate for the government, so I can understand the cynics. However, what I will say is that the government finally is waking up to the way insurance has worked for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Insurance is really an assessment of risk and the amount of premium you're willing to pay a carrier to take that risk for you and reimburse you if there's a loss. So when you take that into consideration, I think the government is finally waking up to today's century and saying we're doing it the right way. Now, on the other hand, there are going to be some people that are going to have some significant changes because there's been grandfathering over the years. For example, buildings built in the 70s were not built to today's standards where they're elevated and the water can wash all the way through. Therefore, when they get ungrandfathered from the old zones, they may be seeing some hefty increases. However, they don't see the increases that some of the people in the V zones were going to see if we can get this dune system included in the flood rate map.
Let's talk about what this new mapping means for folks who live on the Bayside. Because what we've seen, certainly last year in Hurricane Sandy, is a lot of the coastal flooding was happening when the Bayside sort of swelled up. Because as we said a few minutes ago, the dune system is in place and it's stopping that ocean surge, so to speak. What does this new map system mean for folks on the Bay?
I don't think it's going to be very relative to the people on the Bay. I think that the Bay areas are probably in the proper zone today. And while we did have a lot of damage on the Bay front, most of the damage were to things, items that are not covered by the federal flood program anyway. For example, docks are not covered, decking's not covered, swimming pools are not covered. The flood program is very limited in the amount of coverage it provides.
Yeah. And let's talk about coverage for a minute because, you know, after big storms hit a region, I know many people that I know here on the coast went back and they pulled out their homeowners insurance and looked at it and they said, are we covered properly if something like what happened in New York, New Jersey happened to us here? What do you think the biggest misconceptions are with people feeling like they're covered and the actual realities of what they are covered under their homeowners insurance?
The program is the only flood insurance that's available, so we're kind of stuck with what they're willing to provide. However, the biggest misconception is that your homeowner's policy covers flood insurance. It does not. You have to buy the flood insurance separately through the FEMA program. Now, the only way that you can get replacement cost coverage, meaning if you think about when you have an automobile accident, they depreciate the value of your car because it's not brand new anymore. Mm-hmm. The same thing will happen to your dwelling if you have a flood loss. The only exception of good flood coverage is a condominium building has a replacement cost policy. They revamped the flood program for condominiums probably 15 years ago, and there is a replacement cost program for condominium buildings and units. The second way is if it's your primary home. Also, people may have read in the different medias that the secondary homes are going to start getting charged a higher rate for flood insurance because the risk is that the people aren't here when the storms are coming to protect their property.
Yeah, and certainly that's relevant here because, you know, more than 80% of the properties on Ocean City proper are non-resident property owners. Have you been hearing people in the last few years, and I've talked to some realtors who have told me stories about phone calls they've received from people who are looking and they're like, why are my premiums going up so rapidly? Is there a larger spike that's happening? And I guess if there is a spike, try and quantify a little bit.
The spike is just starting. So people are just starting to recognize what I think many insurance agents, I know at least myself, we have been alerting our clients to the fact that Congress was making this edict, that it was coming down the pike for over a year and a half now. But the government did delay a little bit when the rate increases are going to happen, and really starting in October, that is when more people will be seeing it. And they may see anything from as low as 5%. Mm-hmm. I've seen some already that are 20 and 30%.
When you talk to folks in the city government, they say that the regulations for building as far as the height is well above the FEMA requirements. Many people I know throughout the region and I've talked to have looked at that level and they've either decided to invest in trying to raise their house a little bit or they've just increased quality or the comprehensiveness of their flood insurance. What do you think is a better strategy for people as they look at it moving forward?
The dilemma is upping what you are covered for in the flood insurance plan is not going to take care of them elevating the house after they're damaged.
Right.
So therefore, that coverage is not provided. Again, insurance is a trade-off of risk. You either pay the company the premium where you're not going to get the coverage for elevating your house. That's what the big problem is in New Jersey and New York right now. These people have those old homes that were built in the 30s and 40s, and they're really upset that they're having to elevate them, and it's going to cost them a lot of money, and it's not paid for by the insurance. So my recommendation is that maybe you don't do it this year, but you start putting money away to plan to elevate your house.
We talk about the risk, and certainly there was a narrative going on in the wake of Superstorm Sandy, a national sort of conversation about the risk of living on the coastline. As you know, people talk about more, as we said earlier, of the intensity of storms, and then you know the other conversation about you know climate change and the possibility of sea level rise. Is it more risky now to live on the coast? Or is that just a perception that is going on in some sort of a national narrative?
I am not enough of a scientist to understand whether what they're saying is so absolute and true that it requires people to be concerned. I do understand that they say that there's a tidal rise that's happening. And yeah, glaciers are melting, but they've been melting since the day of the dinosaurs. So I get a little bit cynical when it comes to all these dramas and the hell's coming and all this type of thing. I just don't see it as being far more risky. However, I will say, yes, I do think that storms are more frequent. I think that the potential for damage is maybe a little bit higher than it used to be. But with that, you can mitigate that through construction and taking care of your property.
Sure. And all science aside, do you think that when people are considering an investment property, whether it be a primary home or a secondary home, on the coast, whether it's, you know, oceanfront, whether it's bayfront, do you think that those things will play in all these national conversations about sea level rise and about the risk of storms and whatnot? Do you feel that perhaps that might cause people to pause and perhaps shy away from investing in properties such as that?
I don't think so. I mean, there isn't any place in the country you can go that's safe. You have earthquakes out west, you have tornadoes in the middle, and you have hurricanes in the east. So no matter where you go, you have some sort of dynamic that you have to consider. I think it's all going to be based on economics, and that's why we've been real aggressive. We've called different Congress people to say, hey, we need to make sure that you all consider the dune system we have in Ocean City, and we think that's going to happen, which will really help a lot these oceanfront buildings not having to pay the cost that may have been coming down the pike for them. And if that helps, then I think the condominium market will stay, you know, hopefully as strong as it's been staying in more recent months.
We've been speaking with Reese Crapper III from Insurance Management Group Incorporated here in Ocean City. Reese, thanks for sitting down with me, and all the best.
Thank you.
To learn more about this and to see a copy of the flood insurance study from FEMA, click to our website, wamucoast.org. Take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington, D.C. I'm Brian Russo. We'll be right back.